Moses' resurrection certifies Satan's defeat, May 3. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." Satan contended earnestly for the body of Moses. Again he sought to enter into controversy with Christ in regard to the injustice of God's law, and with deceiving power reiterated his false statements about not being fairly treated. His accusations were such that Christ did not bring against him the record of the cruel work he had done in heaven by deceptive misrepresentation, the falsehoods he had told in Eden that led to Adam's transgression, and the stirring up of the worst passions of the hosts of Israel to incite them to murmur and rebel until Moses lost command of himself. Christ did not retaliate in answer to Satan. He brought no railing accusation against him, but raised Moses from the dead and took him to heaven. Here for the first time the power of Christ was exercised to break the power of Satan and give life to the dead. Here began his work of making alive that which was dead. Thus he testified that he was indeed the resurrection and the life, that he had power to ransom those whom Satan had made his captives, that although people die they will live again. The question had been asked, "If a man die, shall he live again?" The question was now answered. This act was a great victory over the powers of darkness. This display of power was an incontrovertible testimony to the supremacy of the Son of God. Satan had not expected that the body would be raised to life after death. He had concluded that the sentence "Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return" gave him undisputed possession of the bodies of the dead. Now he saw that he would be despoiled of his prey, that mortals would live again after death. After Moses was raised to life, the heavenly gates of paradise were opened, and Jesus passed in with his captive. No longer was Moses the captive of Satan. In consequence of his sin, Moses merited the penalty of transgression and became subject to death. When he was raised to life, he held his title in another name, the name of Jesus, his head. The day of exile is nearly ended. The time is at hand when all who are sleeping in their graves will hear his voice and come forth, some to everlasting life, and some to final destruction. Christ will raise all his saints, glorify them with an immortal body, and open to them the gates of the city of God.